The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Knowledge is light, and inner light comes on when we understand something. That's why we say, oh, I see. Okay. But this seeing is insight, not eyesight. And with insight comes power. In today's gospel, Jesus enables a blind man to see. He starts by giving him eyesight, but by the end of the story, the man also has insight. And inner light has come on regarding who Jesus is. And now, not only does he see, he also understands. But not so the other people in the story. They have eyesight, but no insight. They see, but do not understand. First of all, you got his neighbors and his family. They see that a miracle has occurred, but they are afraid to look at what that might say about Jesus. They were cowards. They don't want to upset the powers that be. So they say they don't know how it happened, which leaves them ignorant and powerless. You know, we'll sometimes say, ignorance is bliss. But nothing could be further from the truth. As Forrest Gump says, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. Ignorance makes a person's life difficult, not easy. And then there are the Pharisees, where this man's neighbors and family claim ignorance due to fear. Jesus' adversaries are reduced to ignorance by hatred, which has already closed their minds to Jesus, and also by pride, which leads them to think they know more than they really do. They know, for instance, that you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath, and they know that Jesus did this on the Sabbath. So they conclude that Jesus cannot be from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. Of course, by now, they really are just looking for an excuse to get rid of Jesus. But they were blinded. They were blinded by hatred and by pride, which deprived them of insight into who Jesus is and why, therefore, in his case, the usual rules simply do not apply. By contrast, the man born blind is open to Jesus and is courageous. But there's one odd thing about this miracle. This man never asked to be healed. The initiative comes from Jesus himself. Almost all of Jesus' other miracles of healing follow a specific pattern, an expected pattern. Okay. The person asks Jesus for healing. Jesus then asks them if they believe in him, and they say yes, and then Jesus works a miracle because of their faith. That's not what happens here. Jesus cures this man without being asked, saying instead that the reason for this miracle was so that the works of God can be made visible. Meaning, so that you and I, so that we can see that Jesus is the light of the world. So that we can have insight and not just eyesight. And while this miracle does not fit the usual pattern, the end result is the same. The blind man puts his faith in Jesus. You and I are like the people in this story. There are certain things to which we are blind, regarding which we lack insight. Sometimes this blindness is willful blindness due to fear. We don't want to have to deal with certain things, so we just turn a blind eye to them. For instance, in our national debate regarding immigration, very controversial. A lot of people just refuse to look at the topic. Sometimes the lack of insight is due to ignorance, bad information. They've been watching the wrong TV news channel for too much. Strong feelings, but little knowledge, which keeps us from seeing how in certain matters, just like in today's gospel, the usual rules simply do not apply. And again, immigration could be a topic like that. And sometimes we're blinded by hatred or by pride. But it need not be that way. Jesus is the light of the world, and he invites us to be like the man he heals in today's gospel, and to be courageous, trying our best to live in the light ourselves, making sure that we have good information, making sure that we have all the facts, not turn a blind eye to things that we really need to look at, and then striving courageously to bring that light to others. After all, ignorance is not bliss. It's also no excuse.